Coach, good morning. Thanks for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
Man, good morning. Appreciate the opportunity to get on here. Wish y'all's weather would come up here to Columbia, Missouri. We got a rainy, cool morning. I know it's beautiful, sunny, and probably 80 in Phoenix today. Huh?
Yeah, we're doing okay on that front today, Coach.
Yeah, Darius is going to like wintering in Arizona. Let's put it that way, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, his mom and grandma were asking me about my thoughts, and I said, man, you just picked moving from Detroit to Arizona. I think you ought to be real, real happy about that.
If you could, I can kind of hear it in your voice. What kind of pride does a head coach take in watching a player that not only played for you, but spent 5 years, which in this landscape of college football doesn't happen a lot, 5 years at Missouri. Just how proud are you to see this elevation for Darius Robinson this morning?
Yeah, you know, I sent D-Rob a text the other morning just saying, man, how appreciative I was because he had my back when not very many other people did. In a day and age when a lot of people, when it wasn't going great, could have turned and went somewhere else or transferred, because he's always been talented. He's always been highly sought after. He stayed, trusted the process, believed in himself, but believed in his teammates, believed in the university. And, you know, to have that moment, to have the Arizona Cardinals call and believe in him and draft him. I'll say this, he's going to be worthy of the investment. I know this. Y'all are going to get a guy who's going to give that organization and those fans everything he's got every single day. He's going to be a tremendous teammate. He's going to be a tremendous player, and it's going to mean a lot to him to represent Cardinal Nation. I know that.
Coach, there's a great picture in social media that kind of attests to what you just said, and it's Darius and you walking out of a press conference at the end of the 2022 season, year that didn't go great for you guys, and yet it shows the cohesiveness and the closeness between you two. What did that additional year do for his refinement as a defensive lineman? People say his footwork has gotten markedly better. People say his bag of moves to get off the line of scrimmage has gotten better. What did that last year, that additional year, mean for him?
I think it became his confidence in who he is as a player. I think he's always been a big player, but he's never really had that confidence that he could become a dominant football player. And when you watch him this year in our league, I even think Coach Belichick said it, you can forget running the ball to his side when he's a five technique. I mean, he is going to set the edge. And now he's learned that he can rush the passer at elite level. I mean, I think y'all had, I'm sure y'all saw the press conference where he went through just the 2 minutes of preparation that he does week to week. He is a student of the game. And I think that preparation and understanding the detail of how he prepared allowed him to elevate his game. And obviously he went from a mid-round pick projection last year to a first-round draft pick this year. So it was definitely an investment in himself and definitely an investment that was worthwhile.
We're talking with Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, here on the Arizona Sports Line. A lot was made about the shift in positions for D-Rob going from the inside to the outside. How willing was he to do that? And, you know, how impressive is that a player can make that transition so effectively at that point in his career?
I think it just goes to his team-first mentality. I mean, you got to think about this. This young man was a projected mid-round pick as a defensive tackle, and we asked him to do something very risky, move to a defensive end position, something you haven't worked your entire career to do, but we felt like it was what the best need of our team was, and he did it unselfishly, and didn't just do it, he excelled at it. And now you, the Arizona Cardinals, are going to benefit the most because he's got position flexibility. He can play a five on first and second down. He can move to a sub-3 on a third down pass rush. He's going to be a very difficult out for offensive tackle to block. He's going to be a real difficult out for a guard or center to pass block against. And again, he's when he walks in the building, you're going to know he's the first guy off the bus type of guy. And he's a really good teammate. I mean, I think when you look at what the Cardinals were able to do with the first round to get Marvin Harrison Jr. and D-Rob, who've actually become friendly back in the green room. They were definitely having conversations before the draft. I don't think they pictured playing together, but you know, those guys know each other, and I know they're coming in there with the right mindsets, both coming from winning programs. So I think it's going to be a really good addition for y'all's team.
One of the things that we like about Jonathan Gannon is he's very candid in how much he likes violence and how much he wants violent football players. He's not afraid to say it out loud. So when it comes to the physicality of D-Rob, where is he at on that scale?
Well, I think that was one of his biggest growths this year, is the ability to play violently, throw people out the club, as we call it. I think when you see, you know, the highlight reel of his sacks, he's running down the middle of offensive linemen and moving them off their spot. He is an extremely powerful player. I mean, he's got great play strength, Coach Gannon will love the violence that D-Rob plays with.
We're talking with Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. All right, let's get real deep here, Coach. We've heard the critiques. We've heard your synopsis of D-Rob as a football player. What about the fashion last night? I think he had one of the most memorable outfits. What'd you think of that jacket he was rocking?
I mean, I think the jacket was, I mean, it was like the coat of many colors, Joseph, the coat of many
yeah,
colors.
Right.
Could have been on Seinfeld with Kramer. But I think the biggest thing was the way he accented that with the sunglasses and the watch. I mean, I think when you see all of that fit together, it was definitely one of the most impressive fits. It was subtle and bold at the same time. I don't know if there's a combo word for that. You know, there was a couple other guys that had like these really crazy outfits that I don't think they pulled off as well. I think D-Rob was just like, I'm big. I'm a badass. I can say it on radio. I'm a bad.
You
bad
can say dude. That. We're good.
I'm also going to wear a coat of many colors to show you I got some fashion sense.
Yeah, it's great. Now, it's a tribute to you and your program and how many guys you are going to be putting into the pros this weekend at the NFL draft. But D-Rob's number one and the first one gone. When you take a look at his intangibles and his character, which have been referenced frequently, tell us more about that. What kind of person is Arizona getting?
Yeah, I mean, he was the Arthur Ashe Student Athlete of the Year. He's been consistently the male athlete. Male, you know, role model for our university, accelerates in community service this past season, used his own NIL money to have a backpack drive for back to school backpack drive for students in our community. He's a give back, fully embrace the community type of person. He realizes what a blessing it is that he has this opportunity. But his character, two-time captain, we were doing our leadership class last week asking, hey guys, what are some of these, you know, who represents some of these characteristics? And we had more than one person said D-Rob represents all those, Coach. And, you know, I think that's just a tribute to him and how seriously he took being a leader.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for the time. We
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Eli.
The look into Darius Robinson, and best of luck at Mizzou this season. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And y'all just gained some Cardinal fans from out here in Columbia, Missouri. Look forward to coming out and watching a game.
Nice.
Sounds good. Thank you, Coach.